Hyundai and Kia get slapped with a big fine. The Ford Mustang gets a big power boost. And we will tell you what was the hottest selling vehicle last month. All that and more coming right up on AutoLine Daily.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
This is AutoLine Daily for November 4th of 2014. About 2 years ago, Hyundai and Kia had to lower fuel economy ratings on a number of vehicles in the U.S. because the companies overstated those numbers. The automakers compensated owners, but that was not enough to escape punishment from the law. Yesterday, the Department of Justice and the EPA slapped the car makers with a hefty $100 million fine. In addition, they have to forfeit $200 million in greenhouse gas credits, and they have to spend $50 million to have those MPG tests done independently. And you know, this is probably not the end of it. Remember, Ford also had to restate the fuel economy ratings for its hybrids, and that makes us wonder if it will face fines as well. As we've been reporting for some time now, electric vehicle sales are nowhere near what the experts predicted. And now IHS Automotive forecasts that by 2020, EVs will only account for 1% of the global car market. That's why the giant German supplier Continental says it's going to end its battery joint venture with the Korean supplier SK Innovation. And so the list of failed battery companies continues to grow longer. Remember how a week ago we told you that Ford CEO Mark Fields was helping to raise money for a charitable organization called Focus Hope? Mark offered up the opportunity to have lunch with him at Ford's world headquarters. Well, the bidding opened at over $5,000. Then it quickly hit $25,000, kept on climbing to $50,000, went past $75,000, and finally went for, are you sitting down? $100,000. We still don't know who the winner was, but if they ever tell us, you will be the next to know. We hate reporting on this one. Tom Magliozzi of NPR's Car Talk passed away yesterday at the age of 77 from complications with Alzheimer's. Tom was one half of the brother duo that hosted the show, who called themselves Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers. If you ever listened to the program, you were no doubt entertained by the back and forth ribbing and laughing between the brothers, but you probably also learned something from the car repair advice that they gave to callers. They actually stopped doing the show several years ago, but it continues in reruns. And personally, I hope those reruns go on for years to come. Well, it looks like the folks over at Ford and Roush are looking to take on Dodge and the Hellcat. They just developed a supercharger kit for the 2015 Mustang that boosts its horsepower over the 600 mark. That doesn't beat out the Hellcat's 707 horses, but it does beat it out in an area that we think is far more important, the power-to-weight ratio. We do have to make a few speculations here. We're assuming that the supercharger kit adds about 50 pounds to the weight of the car and that it's going to produce about 650 horsepower. At those numbers, this supercharged Mustang would come in at only 5.78 pounds per horsepower, which is better than the Hellcat's 6.2 pounds. It's still behind the Corvette Z06 and the Dodge Viper, but this is still the only performance version of the Mustang we've seen so far. Mercedes, along with its new product engineering center in Beijing, just unveiled this wild-looking concept called the G-Code. The plug-in hybrid was designed for younger Asian buyers that are technologically advanced and live in any of Asia's megacities. Its exterior features a color-changing grille depending on what drive mode you're in, G-shaped LED headlights, and extended cameras that act as side-view mirrors and turn signals. Suicide doors open up to the 2+2 interior that has extending pedals, instrument panel, and steering wheel. Although not a production vehicle, Mercedes hopes this shows what its design can offer in the future. Do you know what the hottest selling vehicle in America is right now? That's coming up next.
Here's one of the great things about the all-around performance of our Dueler tires. excellent traction.
Do you need a ladder?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
At Bridgestone, our passion for performance knows no bounds.
People were still flocking to the showrooms in the U.S. market last month. In fact, nearly 1.3 million people went out and bought a new car. The SAR came in at 16.3 million, which means this year is going to end up strong. The hottest car companies last month included, surprise, surprise, Mitsubishi, which was up more than 30%. And Subaru continues to connect strongly with consumers, with sales up nearly 25%. Chrysler was the strongest of the full-line manufacturers, with a strong double-digit increase. More on that in a moment. Nissan and Toyota also put in a strong performance. At the other end of the spectrum, Jaguar Land Rover saw sales plummet nearly 20%, with Jaguar really taking it on the chin. Mazda and Daimler also had an abysmal month, and that Daimler number was all Mercedes-Benz. Sales of the smart brand were actually up a bit, and Ford saw its sales fall. While analysts keep saying that's due to Ford's model changeover for the new F-150, I think there's more to the story than that. Even if you take sales of the F-150 out of the equation entirely, Ford sales were still down. And that weakness is on the passenger car side of the ledger. Except for the Fusion, all of Ford's passenger car sales were down. GM was up slightly, but only ever so slightly. One very bright spot for GM, however, is that Edmunds says the new Chevy Colorado was the fastest turning model in the market, sitting only 9 days on dealer lots before someone ran in and snatched it up. And why not? We know that truck is full of technology and stuff. The MKC jumped to the number two slot in the Lincoln lineup, which means all those parodies of the Lincoln ads with the actor Matthew McConaughey probably helped to bring people into the showrooms. That powered the Lincoln brand to a 24% increase in sales. But if you want to know what the hottest brand in the market is, that honor goes to Jeep, with sales soaring nearly 52%. The Cherokee gets a lot of the credit for that. In fact, the Cherokee is now the second best-selling vehicle offered by the Chrysler Group, second only to the Ram full-size pickup. And for all of us who made fun of the styling of the Cherokee, all I can say is, pass that plate of crow over and bring over a bottle of Tabasco sauce. Anyway, that wraps up today's report. Thank you for watching.